All right. Moving on. It's that time on a Friday where we go acronym crazy. WTF, SMH, YAAM. I just made that up. That stands for You Are a Moron. It's called the Crunch Time Tool Shed. Some worthy nominees. But as always, before we roll them out, we welcome in our eternal landlord to open said tool shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
Not a Yankee anymore. Dun, 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 dun. So I guess some things are just inevitable. So after 19 years, Ray Carruth. So, he wants custody of his son when he's released from prison. Sounds noble. Guy who missed his entire kid's life because he was incarcerated. Wants to make things right and be a dad. Well, there's a catch. Unless you tried to have that child murdered before he was born. Imagine that conversation in court. Your Honor, I believe it's time I was a father to this child. Judge. Well, what were the circumstances that led to what I see here, a rather lengthy jail stay? Carruth, well, I didn't want to pay child support, so I hired a couple guys to shoot into the mom's belly to kill her and him. And that denied the boy oxygen, so he suffers from cerebral palsy. Judge, wait, what? You actually think we're turning this kid over to you? Case dismissed. Let's move to Dallas Maverick owner Mark Cuban. You know, a few weeks back, maybe about a month ago, I nominated Derek Jeter, number two, in this segment, and it was a little painful, but all this allegedly happening within your franchise, and you're going to play the I had no idea card. Sorry, dude, no sale. There are also not isolated incidents involved here. It appears multiple members of your organization, naturally men in positions of power who are just pigs, were going Harvey Weinstein on the women there. Terdima Ussery, former president and CEO, accused of inappropriate behavior. Can we bag that term and call some of what he's accused of actual crimes? And this time, Earl Sneed, their ex-website reporter, documented cases of domestic abuse. And it appears the Human Resources Department went, we don't need to pay attention to these. Now, for a guy like Cuban, an owner who is as closely associated with his pro team as any, to come off as either naive or uncaring, man, it's just disturbing. And again, you hear more than whispers, whether it's a coach with a player or an owner or businessman who's running a stinking business. How do you not take a personal role and see what the hell happened? Next up, NCAA President Mark Emmert. This guy's not quite wearing the clown outfit yet, but he, in reserve, has large noses, colorful pastels, and the ability to fit many of his ilk into a VW Bug in his repertoire if necessary. His comment about systematic failures that must be fixed and must be fixed now if we're to have college sports in America. Excuse me, Mr. Emmer, you're the system. You need to be fixed. And beyond fixing, how about stop ignoring? Or that, as that guy with the Zifa would say, how about stop ignoring? this mentality of never taking steps or sweeping multiple reports, be it at Baylor or Michigan State aside, until the wolves show up at your door is part of the problem. It seems the NCAA is anti-preventative anything. Like the Nixon administration's MO during Watergate. Deny, deny, deny. Then come the non-denial denials. And the next thing you know, Gerald Ford is president. Dude, you've got to go. Because at this point, to quote another president, the buck stops nowhere. And finally, former NFL offensive lineman Jonathan Martin. This is a weird story, man. Remember, he was the victim of bullying. Then we learned he had some complex emotional issues. Kind of came off as a pretty sympathetic figure. Well, compared to Richie Incognito. So today he was taken into custody. And Harvard Westlake, the LA area prep school, had to close its campuses after a really frightening Instagram photo was posted by Martin. The picture included a rather large gun with shells on a bed, accompanied with the caption, "When you're a bully victim and a coward, your options are suicide or revenge." And he made threats against those who bullied him. And what confuses me, I mean, there's a lot of confusing things in here, why he now targeted his high school where he graduated in 2007 prior to attending Stanford is kind of anyone's guess, because those students there now, when he ran into his bullying issues, were between 3 and 7 years old. That is pretty scary stuff. So I'm thinking, considering he was never eligible for the tool shed because he got arrested the same year I started doing the show in 1999, I'm going to induct Ray Carruth into the Crunch Time Tool Shed, although I think he probably should have been an honorary member all along. And with that, click, click, we bring back our proprietor and close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.